It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
All right, Black and White Sports supporters, we're going to talk about Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice. And, well, he's Chiefs wide receiver for now. How much longer, I don't know, especially after these details have emerged involving the nightclub incident, in which there's some awfully interesting wording that's going around out there about this incident. Now, keep in mind, he's facing, I believe, 8 felony charges involving street racing, etc., etc., and that crash on Interstate in Dallas, very publicly. It was caught on video, and them leaving the scene, that's not going to set well, I assume, with Roger Goodell in the NFL. And a lot of people have sort of been surprised that the Chiefs haven't cut him already. And now this happened. And I want you to just check out the wording. What that says there is Rashee Rice lured alleged victim back to the club for an assault. I mean, that's not a good look. We'll come right over here. Let's go to TMZ because they've got some more details on this situation. None of this looks good at all. Rashee Rice has been accused of hitting a photographer so hard in the face during an altercation outside of a Texas nightclub earlier this week. He left the man with swelling on his jaw. This according to new police documents obtained by TMZ Sports. Dallas Police Department officers wrote in documents the incident took place at around 2 a.m. Monday at Lit Kitchen in Dallas. After the photographer said he and Rice had been at the hot spot for a, quote, after-hours party. It's crazy that you don't want to keep a lower profile than this with everything else going on. Cops say in the documents the photographer told authorities he had left the venue in his car but returned a short time later after Rice sent him a message that indicated the Chiefs star might want to hire him. What? So you told the guy to come back and then you tagged him? That's wild. Okay. But cops say when the photographer got back to the spot, he told them Rice handed him his phone to look at something before the Kansas City wide receiver tagged him on the left side of the face. In the report, cops list the man's injuries as swelling on the jaws. They also wrote the man complained of pain. The man later transported himself to the hospital following the incident, cops said. Rice has not been arrested nor charged over the allegations, although the DPD said an investigation into the claims remains ongoing. The 24-year-old, of course, has already been in the crosshairs of law enforcement prior to this week after he admitted to being behind the wheel of one of the cars that caused a massive crash in Dallas back in March. He's facing several criminal charges in that case so far. Neither Rice nor the Chiefs have publicly commented on the latest allegations against the football player. Okay, well, let's go here because Stephen Dial, Fox 4, posted some of the extra stuff that came out of this. Let's just take a look real fast. New incident, alleged assault at the Lit Kitchen, says the suspect messaged the victim, okay, to come back. So, and these claims are redacted, but that's Rashee Rice's name in the claims, okay? Now, this is some more specifics that PFT posted. The complainant said that on May 6th at approximately 1:30 a.m., he was at Lit Kitchen in the lounge located at 609 North Hardwood Street at an after-hours party, which he left shortly after. The complainant said he was in his car driving away from the location where at approximately 1:56 a.m. the suspect sent the complainant a message on Instagram asking the complainant where he was at and asking him to return back to Lit Kitchen and Lounge. The complainant said at the time he believed the suspect wanted to hire him to take pictures. The complainant said that as he returned back to the location, he was made aware of where the suspect was at by other members of the suspect's entourage. And that's where it goes on to talk about the fact that he showed him the pictures on the cell phone. And next thing you know, he was clocked in the face, I guess. The Dallas Morning News item regarding the police report states that the complainant had visible swelling on one side of the face. Dallas Morning News article also contends on social media doubt has been cast on the narrative in the hours since the allegation first surfaced on Tuesday that two civilians with knowledge of the incident told the news a verbal altercation occurred at the club, but there was no physical contact. In other words, the witnesses didn't see a punch if there was one. That doesn't mean that there wasn't a punch, but that testimonial, if offered at trial, becomes evidence that could support reasonable doubt. Now, he's currently facing 8 felony charges arising from the late March street racing incident. The conditions of his release pending trial surely include not committing assault. So he may be in trouble in connection to those previous charges just based on the fact that he agreed to not get in any trouble if they were going to let him out. Especially since he faces aggravated assault charge, among other things. So one of those charges has to do and has assault actually in the name of the charge. You get my point. It's unbelievable. I said the other day when this news broke, how in the world can you let this happen? How would you not be on the straight and narrow? You are the number one wideout prior to them signing Hollywood Brown anyway and them drafting Xavier Worthy. Back when that street race happened, coming off of that, you were the number one wideout on a Super Bowl winning team coming off your rookie year. Now, wide receivers normally take a big jump, and he had a pretty good rookie year, especially for rookie wideouts. Over 900 yards and 7 TDs is good. And you could tell there was a visible connection in the chemistry between him and Mahomes, especially the last, say, 8 games of the year and into the playoffs. And for this guy to put his career in jeopardy like this, it's baffling. I mean, the lack of good decision-making is just jaw-dropping. It truly is. You're set up for a potential what? 10-year run with Patrick Mahomes? What in the world could your statistics have looked like at the end of 10 years? Let's just say they look like the same thing as you had as a rookie in your first season. What is that, 9,300 yards and 70 touchdowns in your NFL career? And how many Super Bowls? I mean, they may win one or two more. It's crazy to me. It truly is. But again, National Felon League. Now, the NFL's been monitoring this. I went back and looked when Davante Adams had the altercation of sorts with the photographer in the Raiders game. I think it was, it might have been against the Chiefs even. Or after the Chiefs game a couple of years ago, he was not suspended for that. However, This could be considered different because it wasn't on the field, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how it's going to work. And Davante Adams also didn't have 8 additional felony charges involved. I mean, in theory, you would think Roger Goodell could rain down hellfire on this guy. But you just don't. There is no rhyme or reason whatsoever to anything the NFL does when it comes to disciplinary action. None of it makes any sense. It all seems like it's either, why did you come down on this? I mean, like Calvin Ridley and that suspension, how harsh it was, versus Deshaun Watson and how heinous that crap was and him getting a tap, a pop on the wrist, pop on top of the hand with a ruler. You know what I'm talking about. Greg Hardy, that kind of thing. It's crazy. Tell me what you think. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.